There was a knock on her back door. Then a male voice shouted, "Anyone at home?" Hilda quickly ducked into a nearby closet. It contained Eddie's uncle's guns. The intruder's heavy boots stalked through her house. In fury, she pictured the mud upon her plank floors. "Mrs. Butterwick," the voice called. Hilda popped out of the closet, holding a carbine. She had kept it loaded. One never knew what might happen these days. She held it firmly, its muzzle pointing at Bill Blair, sheriff's deputy. "I'll give you exactly 2 minutes to get out," she said. "Hilda, listen. We're evacuating all the cabins on the river. The dam's going. Everyone's left but you. You've got to get out fast." "No one's telling me what to do," she said, and marched toward him, the gun aimed at his middle. "I know the river. I've lived here for 20 years. I'll get out in my own good time, if necessary." "Your car won't start, Hilda, and you couldn't drive it if it did. If you won't come with me now, we'll have to get you out by force." She laughed haughtily. Then she cocked the gun. Bill shrugged his shoulders and stamped out, slamming the back door behind him. That afternoon, she sat on the high stool at the window, sipping Jack Daniels, and watched things come down the river. A door, a shed with a rooster on top, pilings, lumber, a cow, a horse trailer. Some she recognized. A piece of Casper Bridge, a roof from the Riverside Cafe, a small boat called Honeybun, which belonged to the Sparks children, a mile upstream. It was like the end of the world, and she, the sole survivor. She found this thought exhilarating. When she finished the glass, she poured herself another. The sheriff's men came for her at 6 o'clock. They tramped through the chalet, calling her name. But she hid cleverly in the attic closet, holding her breath, not stirring a limb. When they left, she went back downstairs. The water was seeping into the ground floor. She put on her tarp and waders and took the bottle of Jack Daniels and went back to the attic. After a while, she could hear the water roaring through the house. Still holding the bottle, she climbed the ladder to the roof. It was dark, and the wind and rain howled around her. She crouched behind the chimney, using the fire ladder on the roof as an anchor, and took another big drag of bourbon. Then the house gave a great shudder and slipped off its foundation into the waters. Hilda rode the roof like a great bird as far as Peanut Creek, a mile downstream, where she and the chalet disappeared into the waves.